请我们一起低头默祷。
Please bow your hand, Prince Evans.
Amen. 啊，奉主耶稣圣名开始我们今天晚上崇拜聚会，我们一起唱诗58首。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our tonight service. Let's all sing Him 158.
58.
Just 58.
试探是所有的人类共同的经验。
Temptation is something universal.
所以我们可以从以前的人他们经验试探的一些事情做我们的学习。
From studying events in the past, we can learn a lot of valuable lessons from them.
因为他们过去遇见试探，今天我们也同样会遇见试探。
We may face similar temptations as people of the past.
他们在过去要胜过试探，我们今天也一样要胜过试探。
They overcame temptation, and we shall overcome temptation today as well.
那他们的失败啊，成为我们今天的一个提醒警戒。
And if they fail, and we should take as a warning.
那我们在机会前，我们一起来感谢祷告。
Before the service, let's all kneel down and pray in one accord.
求主耶稣带领祝福我们晚上的聚会。
And may Lord Jesus Christ bless our service tonight. The area of Corinth is known for its idol worshiping.
很多的信耶稣的人呢，他们过去啊也是拜偶像的。
And many new converts were idol worshippers in the past.
所以在他们的信仰生活里头啊，就会有遇到这个拜过偶像的食物的问题。
And in their life, they must encounter problems, dealing with food worship to idols.
可不可以吃祭过偶像的食物？
And the question comes, can they eat of the idol worship food?
所以保罗就在哥林多前书第十章里头来跟他们谈起，从第八章开始来谈起这样的事情。
Starting from 1 Corinthians chapter 8, and the Paul talked and discussed this problem with them.
保罗也用过去以色列人的例子来做说明。
And Paul cited many examples from the past.
事实上，保罗很概要的把以色列人出埃及旷野路那一段路程做了一个回顾。
Paul reminded them the journey of Exodus.
那保罗也提出了他的非常扼要的、重要的一些感想。
And Paul also tell them why he think it's important.
意思就是历史可以是一面镜子。
And Paul used the history as a mirror.
历史可以提供给我们一些警戒。
And history can give us warning.
历史也可以提供给我们一些鼓励。
And history can provide us with encouragement.
历史也可以打开我们的一些思想。
And history can also intrigue our thoughts.
保罗说到说这些以色列人他们是从云底下从海中来经过。
Paul mentioned that the Israelites they journeyed through the cloud and they journeyed through under the cloud.
也经过了这个海。
And they journeyed through the ocean.
那保罗也用这个来预表着今天基督徒所接受的洗礼。
And this is also a prefiguration of the baptism of Christians.
对当时的以色列人来讲这就是神对他们的拯救跟保护。
And to the Israelites, that was their salvation.
在旷野的路上我们也都一定记得他们吃天上所降下来的玛纳。
And during their journey, they ate of the manna from heaven.
他们也尝他们也喝过从磐石里头出来的水。
They drink the water out of the rock.
他们每一天都看见神的作为，每天都生活在这个神迹里头。
They witness the miracle every day, and they live within the miracle.
我们请看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's all turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书十章十二节。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12。
第五节，哥林多前书十章第五节。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 5。Verse 5, but with most of them God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness。
但是呢。这很多的当时的很多的以色列人他们却是神所不喜欢的，他们都在旷野倒闭。
Here mentioned that those who did not please God died in the wilderness.
那这就成为一个啊，一个给我们的一个很重要的一个提醒，一个警戒。
This is a warning to us.
我们请看十二节。
Let's look at verse 12. Verse 12. Therefore, let him who thinks he stand take heed, lest he fall.
这里告诉我们说啊，所以啊，我们要警醒啊，不要在信仰的道路上面啊，过分的啊，过于骄傲。
Here it tells us to watch out for pride.
那所以这一段保罗这一段的啊这一段的回顾啊，他主要是要让我们一起来思想这些以色列人他们为什么会失败。
Paul want us to think about why did the Israelites fail in the past?
啊，保罗也提出了几个重要的结论。
Paul also made some important conclusions.
在第六节说不要贪恋恶事。
Verse 6 says, we should not lust after evil things.
第七节说不要拜偶像。
And verse 7 says we should not worship idol.
第八节说不要行奸淫。
And verse 8 says do not commit sexual immorality.
第九节说不要试探主。
And verse 9 says don't tempt God.
第五节说不要花艳言。
And next, it mentioned about do not complain.
所以啊，他们这五件事情都是他们在遇到困难试探的时候他们的反应。
All these five things are what they did when they encountered trouble.
那因为这样的反应啊，所以啊，他们是失败的，他们倒闭在旷野。
These kind of actions cause them to fall.
所以保罗就结论就是说，不要有在我们的信仰生活里头不要有这五件事情。
And Paul says, stay away from these five things in our life of faith.
那我们再进一步的来思想看看啊，为什么他们会有这五种不好的这种反应
？Let's think about why did they do these five bad things.
第一个，因为他们藐视神的赏赐。
First, they despise God's gifts.
走在这个走旷野路一定是会有很多的困难的存在。
Journeying through the wilderness, for sure, there will be a lot of danger.
虽然他们出埃及的时候，他们带了很多食物。
Even though they brought a lot of food with them out of Egypt.
但是那一段路程非常的时间非常的长。
But the journey was so long.
所以马上一定会遇到的问题就是他们的吃以及他们的喝。
The first problem they encounter is eating and drinking.
那我们从在读出埃及记的时候，我们看到他们是如何来得着这些食物跟水。
And if we read Exodus, we can see how they obtain their food and water.
他们向摩西来发怨言。
They complain to Moses.
他们向摩西来争吵。
They quarrel with Moses.
摩西的反应是怎样呢
？And how did Moses respond?
摩西不是去向神埋怨去向神争吵。
And Moses did not quarrel or complain to God.
摩西是将困难在神的面前来陈述。
But he presented the problem in front of God.
他求神来帮助，求神来解决。
And he asked God to take care of the problem.
所以同样的，神是会降下，神是会来解决他们的问题。
So the God will eventually take care of their problem.
但是这个百姓啊，他们却是用埋怨跟争吵的。
But the method the Israelites used was.Quarrel and complain,
而不是用向神来诉说，向神来恳求。
They did not ask God to help them.
事实上，神是知道他们会遇到困难。事实上，神也都准备好了怎么来养活他们。
God knows that they will encounter trouble, and God has already provided for them.
所以，整个一路上啊，都是神的。神的带领，神的恩典，神的赏赐。
Throughout the whole journey, it was truly a grace of God.
这个玛拿是一直到他们进入迦南地，开始 吃那个地方的土产，玛纳才停降。
Not until the Israelites enter the land of Canaan and eat of the produce, the manna did not stop.
好，我们请参考耶稣雅记第五章。
Let's all turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 5.
耶稣雅记第五章十二节。
Joshua chapter 5, verse 12. 5, verse 12. Then the manna ceased on the day after they had eaten the produce of the land. And the children of Israel no longer had manna, but they ate the food of the land of Canaan that year.
在他们一路上没有耕种、没有收成的日子里头，神赐下玛纳来养活他们。
During the years when they cannot farm and cannot harvest, God provided for them.
一直到他们进入迦南地，他们已经能够拥有食物了，玛纳才停降。
And until they enter the land of Canaan, where they can produce food themselves, then the manna stopped.
在这一路上啊，也有一些是对神存着信心。顺从神的人。
Of course, there are some people who have full faith in God.
所以他们欢喜的存着欢喜感谢的心，每天来领受神赐给他们的玛纳。
And they receive manna with joy every day.
所以他们的肉体能够得到饱足。
And their flesh and their body was able to be nourished and satisfied.
那他们的灵性啊，也能够健壮。
And their spirituality can stay strong.
那特别的例子就是这个耶稣雅跟加勒。
The most exemplary case are Joshua and Caleb.
这两个人他们是存着感恩的心，欢喜的来领受神每一天所赐给他们的。
They receive everything God gave them with happiness.
所以他们两个人就没有倒闭在旷野。
And they did not fall in the wilderness.
他们也这些以色列人，他们也曾经埋怨说，每天都吃这个玛纳啊，没有肉可吃。
The Israelites complain about eating manna every day, and where they have no meat to eat.
其实也不是说不能够要求说要有肉吃。
It's not wrong to request for meat.
那他们的错到底在哪里呢？
But what did they do wrong?
我们请看民数记十一章。
Let's all turn to Numbers chapter 11.
民数记十一章第四节。
Numbers chapter 11 verse 4. Now the mixed multitude who were among them yielded to intense craving. So the children of Israel also wept again and said, Who will give us meat to eat?
第五节。
Verse 5.We remember the fish which we ate freely in Egypt, the cucumbers, the melons, the leek, the onions, and the garlic.
第六节。
But now our whole being is dried up. There is nothing at all except this manna before our eyes.
同样的是要求一个事情啊，但是可以有不一样的态度。
Requesting this.Requesting the same thing, but you can have different attitudes.
那不一样的态度啊，就反映出来人的内心存的是什么。
And the attitude you have, it's reflected by what kind of heart you have.
这里说第四节说到啊，说这些闲杂人啊，他们起那种贪欲的心。
In verse 4, it says some people, yielded to intense craving.
遇到没有东西吃，这是一种的试炼，这是一种的，也是一种的试探。
If you have no food to eat, this is a trial.
那很重要的是，我们用怎样的心、怎样的态度来面对着我们所遇到的事情。
And what kind of attitude you will have towards your trial?
我们再请看诗篇一百零六篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 106.
诗篇一百零六篇。
Psalm 106.
十三节。
Psalm 106, verse 13. Verse 13. They soon forgot his works. They did not wait for his counsel.
十四。
14. But lusted exceedingly in the wilderness, and tested God in the desert.
15.
And he gave them their requests, but sent leanness into their soul.
我们特别留意这个15节啊，说他们所求的，他们是得到的。
And in 15, we should take notice that he gave them their request.
但是呢，却使他们的心灵转弱了。
But sent leanness to their soul.
就是用不对的态度，他们也得到了，但是啊，却不能够带来最大的益处。
They got what they want, but it does not benefit them.
这里说他们的心灵却软弱了。
Because their soul became lean.
所以他们是成为失败的一群。
They become people of failure.
为什么他们藐视神的这个每一天所给他们的恩典？
How come they despise the grace that God gave them every day?
这就是隐藏在他们背后的那一种贪欲、贪心。
It's the greed, and that's behind it.
今天我们也总是在领受神的恩惠。
Just like today, we always receive grace from God.
那我们要常常留心着，在我们背后，我们所存的这个心态是怎样。
And we should always watch out for what's our true motivation behind everything we do.
我们也会为了很多的事情，我们放在祷告里头向神来祈求。
And many things we give it to God in prayer.
那神也总是会常常会照着我们的祈求来赐给我们，来为我们成全。
And many times God did granted our request.
当我们得到我们所求的，是不是我们也得到了也真正得到灵性上的益处？
But we have to think about do we actually benefit from the things we get?
那就跟我们背后的那个心态很重要。
It's our motivation and attitude.
我们是不是也跟以色列人一样有那个贪欲，有那个贪心？
Do we crave for something? Are we greedy?
或者我们也是跟很多人一样，只是爱慕那一种人面前的虚荣，人面前的荣耀。
Do we just seek glory from man?
或者我们跟很多的世人一样，是被这个物质的欲望所占有。
Are we like everyone else in the world who's occupied by material things?
所以有时候我们会想说，我这个祈求是不是能够祈求？
And sometimes we would think about, should we ask God for this?
我们会想说，我这样的祈求是不是很不属灵？
And you might think, is my request spiritual?
那事实上啊，更重要的是我们背后的那个存心。
But it's our motivation and attitude that's important.
所以不一定求物质的事情就是不属灵。
It does not mean if we ask something of material is because we're not spiritual.
我们请参考历代志上第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 4.
历代志上第四章第十节。
1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 10.Chapter 4, verse 10. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that you would bless me indeed, and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested.
这个亚比斯的祈求是很有名的一个祷的这个祈求。
The prayer of Jabez is a pretty famous prayer.
他求神说扩张我的境界。
He asked God to enlarge his territory.
如果就照字面上来看，他就是希望他能够拥有的土地能够更多更大。
On the surface, it looked like he craved for more land.
他所求的就是地上的这个土地。
He asked for more land andon this earth.
他所求的就是这个物质。
It seems like he's asking for material things.
物质不等于都是不属灵。
But material things does not equal it's unspiritual.
啊，所以这里说神呢、啊，最后说神就应允他所求的。
If you see at the end of the verse, God granted him what he requested.
啊，其实呢，我们要看到他的那个心态。
We should see his motivation.
啊，他这里有说到说保佑我不遭患难。
He also asked God that, to keep him away from evil.
哦，让他不哦离开那个邪恶。
Which means, to take him away from the evil things.
哦，所以他不是存着贪心。
He did not ask of these out of greed.
哦，他不是存着为了追求自己的荣耀。
He did not seek his own glory.
哦，他很看重他的信仰的。
He does put his faith in mind.
哦，所以他说让我远离邪恶。
And he asked God to keep him away from evil.
哦，让我不要有那种邪恶的存心。
And he asked God not to give him a evil heart.
啊，但是当时的以色列人啊，他们藐视神的恩惠。
But back to Exodus, the people despised God's grace.
哦，为什么这些以色列人他们失败
？How did the Israelites fall？
啊，在他们遇到试探的当中，他们失去了对神那种专一圣洁的心。
During their trial, they lost their sincere faith towards God.
神其实用非常特殊的啊特殊的方法来向他们显现，来指示他们。
God actually appeared to them and directed them in a special way.
我们请看出埃及记十九章。
Let's all turn to Exodus chapter 19.
出埃及记十九章十六节。
Exodus chapter 19, verse 16. Then it came to pass on the third day, in the morning, that there were thundering and lightnings, and a thick cloud on the mountain, and the sound of the trumpet was very loud, so that all the people who were in the camp trembled.
啊，这是一个非常特殊的一个景象。
This is something you don't see every day.
啊，雷轰、闪电、密云、叫声啊。
There was thundering, lightning, and thick cloud on the mountains.
好，如果我们也在其中的话，我想我们一辈子难忘。
If we were among them, we probably would not forget it.
哦，用这种很特殊的显现，神来指示他们一些拜神生活的一些条规。
Through this miracle, God showed them what they have to do in their daily lives.
再请看出埃及记二十章二十二节。
Let's turn to chapter 20, Exodus chapter 20, verse 22. Then the Lord said to Moses, Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, You have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. You shall not make anything to me to be with me, gods of silver or gods of gold, you shall not make for yourselves.
这里神再一次的叮咛，我从天上来向你们说话。
Here God reminded them that I came down to talk with you.
神要他们不能够为自己来制造偶像。
God told them not to make any idols.
哦，这是非常特殊，而且是非常清楚的这个神的交代。
This is a special message and a very clear message.
啊，但是这些以色列人他们是怎么来回应神给他们的吩咐
？How did the Israelites respond to this?
啊，他们造了金牛犊啊，来拜这个金牛犊。
But eventually the Israelites built for them.Golden calf.
啊，他们这个随从外邦人的这种影响，啊，他们吃祭偶像的东西，他们行淫乱。
They follow the ways of the Gentiles, and they worship idols, and they commit sexual immorality.
哦，所以他们不能够胜过，没有胜过试探。
They did not overcome their trial.
哦，因为他们失去了对神那一种专一圣洁的心。
They lost their faith towards God, which is.
啊，这就成为我们今天的一个提醒。
This is a reminder for us.
哦，今天 这也是我们一个啊，也是我们很大的一个啊，一个试探。
This is also a big trial for us today.
请看约翰一书第五章。
Let's look at First John, chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章二十一节。
First John chapter 5, verse 21. Verse 21. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen.
这个约翰一书的约翰一书啊最后一节呢啊，约翰说：“小子们呐，要自守，掩蔽偶像。”
Here it says, John asks the people to keep themselves from idols.
这封书信是写给已经信耶稣的人。
This letter was written to those who already believe.
啊，所以当时的信徒，这个拜偶像的事情，还是他们的一个很大的软弱。
So even though they believed, sometimes they still fall because of this.
啊，因为很多的信徒是生活在拜偶像的这个环境里头。
Because many believers live in the environment where idol worshiping is very popular.
哦，那这个拜偶像啊，今天其实也仍然是我们信徒的一个很大的试探跟很大的软弱。
Worshiping idols still can still cause a big downfall in our lives today.
啊，因为广义的来讲，什么是偶像？
Because what is idol?
哦，任何取代了神的重要跟地位的人事物，都是偶像。
Because anything, including human, object, that replace the importance of God, they can be an idol.
哦，所以这个拜偶像的事情，仍然是我们今天的一个很有可能会有的一个很大的软弱。
We still might fall short because of this today.
而这个对神是不是能够专一，这个也跟圣洁有关系。
And can we, be completely loyal to God? This is related with holiness.
在我们生活当中，如果有偶像，我们的生活在神的面前就不圣洁。
If we have idols in our lives, then we cannot live a holy life.
哦，所以我们常常提醒自己，要一个非常专一的真诚的心，诚实的心，在敬拜神。
So we always remind ourselves to have this true and sincere heart towards God.
哦，如果要过圣洁的生活，我们一定要除掉我们心中、生活中所有的偶像。
In order to live a holy life, we need to get rid of all of our idols in our lives.
啊，这样我们才不会在天国的路上来倒闭。
So we will not fall.On our journey to heaven.
过去的这些以色列人，为什么他们会失败？
How come the Israelites fall short?
啊，因为他们不肯付出受苦的代价。
Because they're not willing to pay the price of suffering.
啊，他们总是试探神，像摩西花艳颜。
They always tested God and always complained to Moses.
啊，对摩西花艳颜，事实上就是对神花艳颜。
They complained to Moses, but in actuality, they complained to God.
我们请看民数记二十一章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 21.
民数记二十一章第四节。
Numbers chapter 21, verse 4. Then they journeyed from Mount.Her by the way to the Red Sea, to go around the land of Edom, and the soul of the people became very discouraged on the way.
第五节
verse 5, and the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and our souls loathe this worthless bread.
第六节
verse 6, so the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people.And they bit the people, and many of the people of Israel died.
啊，这里说啊，他们因为要绕过以东地啊，啊，那他们觉得那个路非常的困难。
Because they have to go around Edom, and the Israelites felt that the journey was really tough.
啊，那一条路是神指示他们要走的路。
God directed them to go on that path.
那摆在面前看起来是困难的一条路。
And the journey looks really tough.
啊，他们却不愿意付出这种受苦的代价。
And the people of Israelite was not willing to sacrifice.
而事实上看起来是受苦，其实里头却是神的怜悯，神的计划。
Even though it looks like they might suffer, but it's actually God's plan.
这个神总是存着怜悯的心来看他们，来带领他们。
God always had the heart of mercy when he was leading them.
但是因为不能受苦，所以也就看不出来，也不能够明白神的怜悯。
Because the people were not willing to suffer, they cannot see God's wonderful plan.
请看出埃及记13章。
Let's look at Book of Exodus chapter 13.
出埃及记13章17节。
Exodus 13 verse 17. Then it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God did not lead them by way of the land of Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest perhaps the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt. 18. So God led the people around by the way of wilderness of the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up in orderly ranks out of the land of Egypt.
神当然知道从哪一条路会比较近。
Of course, God knows which way is closer.
神也当然知道哪一条路是比较平坦。
And God knows which way is smoother.
但是神所想的是带着怜悯的心。
But what God thought, it's always full of mercy.
神不愿意他们这个失败。
God did not want them to fail.
所以神说恐怕百姓会遇到马上遇到打仗的事情。
Because if they come out in the first way, they will encounter war right away.
所以神带领他们绕道而行。
So God led them through another way.
只是这些以色列人一看到眼前的苦，他们就埋怨了。But
the Israelites complained when they suffer.
所以他们也不能够去体会，去体验神在他们生活当中的这美好的带领跟怜悯。So
they cannot understand God's mercy towards them.
所以他们在试探的事情上，在试炼当遇到试炼的事情，他们不能够忍受。So
they cannot endure the things they encounter.
所以他们成为失败的一群。So
they become the people of failure.
我们再请参考《申命记》第七章。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 7.
申命记七章二十一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 21. Verse 21, you shall not be terrified of them, for the Lord your God, the great and awesome God, is among you.
二十二节。
22, and the Lord your God will drive out those nations before you little by little. You will be unable to destroy them at once, lest the beasts of the field become too numerous for you.
这里神说要把迦南人是渐渐的一部分一部分的赶出去。
And God will drive the Canaanites out little by little.
我想这也常常是跟我们人的意思相违背的。
And this might be against our own will.
我们常常要事情的成就是马上的。 这个完整的。
When we ask for things to be granted, we want it fast and we want it complete.
但是在神的计划里头，这里说是渐渐的赶出去。
But in God's plan, it says He will drive them out little by little.
这里头也是有神的爱跟神的怜悯在里头。
This is also full of God's mercy and grace.
所以神给我们的结果必定是好的。
God will give us a good result.
只是那个过程，我们可能要
We might have to suffer in some way throughout the process.
但是比起我们自己的道路来，那个苦是比较少的。
But compared to walking our own path, the suffering is not much.
所以今天我们在奔跑天国路。
So when we journey on this road to heaven,
我们也必须知道，是会有一些艰难困苦。 我们会遭遇到。
Of course, we'll encounter some difficulties.
但是我们不能够像这些以色列人，他们中途失败了。
But we shall not fall in the in the midway, like these Israelites.
为什么这些以色列人他们失败了？
How did they fail?
他们不能够确认他们应该有的盼望。
They cannot say for sure identify their hope.
他们知道他们是要前往神所应许给他们的迦南地。
They know that they should journey towards the land of Canaan.
但是他们不是很切实的有这样的把握。
But they did not have the assurance.
为什么？
How come?
我们可以看到他们一有了困难，他们总是有一个念头回埃及。
Because whenever they encounter some difficulties, they always want to go back to Egypt.
他们不能够接受一些这个苦的操练。
They cannot accept the suffering and the trials.
没有操练就没有很真实的盼望。
Without trials, you don't have the assurance.
请看罗马书第五章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章第四节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 6.
第四节。
Verse 4. And perseverance, character, and character, hope.
这个老练，而生出盼望来。
It says the perseverance will give character. Character will give hope.
那这个老练就是从经过困难、受过苦而有的一个特性。
And through suffering, we can build our character.
所以有接受、有经过操练，才能够有真正的、真正活泼的盼望。
We have to go through the trial of fire in order to get the true hope.
那在操练当中要能够忍耐。
We have to have perseverance during the suffering.
那为什么能够忍耐？ 因为有一个很真实的信心。
How can we endure? It is because we have a true faith.
罗马书五章第三节。
Let's look at Romans chapter 5 verse 3. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that the tribulation produces perseverance.
有一个非常对神非常真实的、非常完全的信心。
When we have a complete faith towards God.
所以就能够去忍耐眼前的这些遭遇。
We're able to endure the tribulations in front of our eyes.
那为什么能够有那一份完整的信心？
How can we have this complete faith?
因为常常有一个感恩的心。It
is because we have a heart of thanksgiving.
在凡事上能够感恩，在凡事上就能够有所体验。
If you can give thanks to anything that happened in your life, you will have a lot of testimonies.
而这些体验就能够来建造我们的信心。
And these testimonies can build up our faith.
我们一开始有提到说，这些人他们藐视神给他们的赏赐。
So in the beginning, we mentioned that the Israelites despised God's grace.
但是有少数的人，他们为了神给他们的玛拿的这个赏赐，他们心存着感谢。
But very few people still holds a heart of gratitude towards God because of manna.
在感谢当中，他们的生活里头就不断的有新的体验。
Because they give thanks, they will have different more experience.
这些体验就来增加他们的信心。
And these testimonies will give them faith.
像加勒。 在圣经说他是专一的、全心的来跟从神。
And just like how Bible mentioned that Caleb followed God with his whole heart.
所以他的信心被建立起来。
And his faith was built up.
那他的信心就让他能够有一个活泼的盼望。
And his faith allowed him to have hope.
因为他能够忍受一些的苦难。
Because he's able to endure.
经过这些苦难之后，他成为一个老练的人。
After he conquered his tribulations, He became a person with good character.
一个成熟的基督徒，他就拥有一个确定的盼望。
A mature Christian have this assurance.
所以，这个没有真实的盼望，是因为没有一个完全的信心。
If we do not have this assurance, it is because we do not have this complete faith.
所以我们这个要能够愿意在信仰上来吃一些苦。
So in our journey towards heaven, we should expect some sufferings.
那这样子，我们也才能够对我们的盼望更加有把握。
And this way, we can have more assurance towards the heavenly kingdom.
那在受苦当中，我们当然也可以向神祷告，向神来祈求。
In midst of our suffering, of course, we can pray to God.
像保罗为了身上的那一根刺他向主耶稣来祷告来祈求。
Just like how Paul prayed to Jesus Christ because of his thrones.
但是保罗他没有埋怨。
But Paul did not complain.
所以这是我们一个很好的榜样。
Paul is a perfect example for us.
所以我们知道我们的人生它不会是一直很平顺的。
Our life may not be smooth.
我们的信仰道路也不会是一直很平顺的。
And our journey of faith may not be smooth.
但是我们不用怕。
But we don't need to be afraid.
请看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书十章十三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Verse 13. No temptation has overtaken you except such as in common to men. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with temptations will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it.
这是神给我们的应许。
This is a promise. Is a promise from God.
我们一定能够胜过试探，我们一定能够忍受试炼。
We will able to overcome the temptation.
所以在我们生活当中，我们常常留意的要去除掉心中的偶像，生活中的偶像。
So in our daily lives, let's watch out for the idols.
我们要知道任何的人事物都是有限的。
Any human object or events are limited.
我们不要为自己去塑造偶像。
And we shall not create an idol in our heart.
我们要常常想到如何除掉我们对人或者对神的埋怨。
And we shall remove the complaints towards man and towards God.
对人的埋怨常常就等于是对神的埋怨。
Sometimes we complain, the complaints to people are the complaints to God.
所以我们对所遭遇的事情，我们总是用正面去看它。
We should have a positive attitude towards everything.
我们要清楚地告诉自己，世界上所遭遇的事情不会是每一件事情都是平顺的，都是公平的。
And we should know that not everything we encounter is smooth or fair.
我们常常提醒自己，行动能够解决问题，埋怨不能解决问题。
And we should know that action can solve problems.But complain cannot.
所以不是去埋怨，而是去想说我能够做什么来让这个来解决这个事情。
Think about what you can do to make the situation better and not complain.
一起唱诗五十九首。
Let's all sing hymn 59.
Yeah.
Please be seated.
我们现在一起来做结束的祷告。
We will make a concluding prayer.
求主耶稣继续施恩祝福带领我们每一天的脚步。
May Christ continue to bless us and guide us in our daily lives.
也求主耶稣垂听我们对为别人的代祷。
And may God hear our prayer towards others.
我们现在一起同心祷告。
Let's all pray in one accord.